And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding here on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Jared Weiss. I am joined, as I always am, here on Wednesday mornings by Mo DeKeel. Mo, what is going on, buddy?
My Rams won the Super Bowl, Jared. I'm doing great, baby. Lifelong fan of 4 years. Five, maybe.
Mo on Zoom has a Cooper Kupp touchdown against the Niners as his background, just to make sure Smith is peeving and losing his mind as he's muted on the show. We're going to dive into the basketball portion of the Daily Ding, though, and start with the Dallas Mavericks beating the Miami Heat 107-99 with just a fantastic late third quarter run and holding strong in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, 30-19 third quarter for the Mavs. It just kind of sort of, they locked down defensively, Jared. It was really impressive watching the way they sort of continued to rotate, played with high hands, kept everything kind of in front of them, and sort of slowed down the Heat, where I felt like in the first half, I was like, wow, Miami's going to probably get this thing rolling here. They're looking really great. And then Dallas just had other plans, man. It was pretty awesome. And then on the other end, we got a Davis Bertans sighting.
Yeah, defensive maestro Davis Bertans. I saw you tweeting out him closing out to absolutely nobody earlier in the game. What do you think of Bertans in the Mavs uniform?
I mean, look, this is one of those trades we talked about that was kind of weird, and a lot of it was because how poorly Bertans had shot the ball, how poorly he kind of did everything in Washington, and now you're looking at it going like, if this is the Bertans they get, when 3-7 from three, had a monster dunk too. It was pretty nice. I knew I was missing something. It wasn't all threes with him, but was doing some stuff, cutting down along the baseline when guys were driving and then kicking it back out. Like, he was doing a bunch of little different. If this is the Bertans they're getting, it's not as bad a deal as everybody thought, because he's just going to be able to space the floor for one Luka Doncic.
Yeah, he had 12 points in 13 minutes. I love that right at the end of the third quarter as they're making their big turnaround. It's him on the leak out wide open for the dunk. If you're able to get him doing anything besides hitting three-pointers, I feel like that's a pretty nice value add there.
Yeah, I mean, it's just good stuff. And I thought, you know, again, creating more space for the Mavs, it's going to open up the floor quite a bit. I think it was one of those things. I wasn't quite ready for him to have that kind of night. You know, Spencer Dinwiddie still kind of trying to find his bearings a little bit and get going for the Mavs. So that's going to be a little while coming off the bench for them. But hey, man, like, the Mavs are good. And it started, more importantly, Jared, on the defensive end.
Yeah. So, I mean, are they going to be a good defensive team here, considering they just swapped out KP for Dinwiddie and Bertans?
Not when those two are on the court, but their starting five has proven to be pretty solid defensively. You know, I know they don't have Tim Hardaway Jr., so it hurts a little bit, but overall, like, their effort and the stuff that Jason Kidd has them going on the defensive end, it's pretty impressive. And I think it's something that they can kind of hold on to. And if they could find some sort of semi-balance of offense on the other end and improve there, they're going to be in pretty good shape.
Meanwhile, over on the Miami side, they were moving the ball so well early in the game. And Jimmy Butler, he had a great night. He had 29 points and 10 boards. He went 13 for 14 from the line. You know, we got to see them with most of their rotation out there. I mean, at least Butler, Bam, PJ Tucker, Duncan Robinson, Kyle Lowry are all out there. What did you think of Miami and just their trying to contain Luka Doncic and just trying to have that playoff caliber defense?
I actually want to take it the other way. I want to go to the offensive side first. Because, you know, first off, there was no Tyler Hero, so that hurt them a little bit, especially in that third quarter when the run was happening. But they only had four assists in the second half. They finished with 19 in the game. They did a great job in the first half. The ball was moving. It was flying. They were all over the place. I clipped a few possessions where the ball was, you know, running around. Guys were cutting and making movements and things like that. It all stopped in the second half. Only four assists in that second half. That's a massive problem for them offensively. They're not a team with enough isolation talent to play that way. They're not going to win a game if they have only four assists in any half.
Well, they are back in a tie for first place with the Chicago Bulls. They do have the tiebreaker right now.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they're going to win a lot of games. They've won a lot of games. They're really good, folks, but that's the kind of thing that's a problem. And one more issue I have with them just going forward, I'm very concerned about them in crunch time because, again, they went to like the Jimmy Butler isolation down the stretch, and as good as he is, I just don't look at him as an isolation player, and that's a problem for them. They're going to need to figure out their crunch time offense.
He was looking good in the middle of the fourth quarter, and then after he scored at the 350 mark, they only had 4 points the rest of the game. So, yeah, that's going to be something they have to figure out.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Down in Atlanta, we had a nice upset. The Hawks beat the Cavs 124-116. Cavs are tied for third place in the East. The Hawks just holding on in 10th place. They're still in the play-in, and it's games like this that are going to keep them there. Trae Young, he had 41 points, 11 for 13 from the field and 9 dimes.
Trae Young was awesome in the way he just kind of picked apart the defense of the Cavs. He walked into threes. He was doing a great job finding kick-aheads, finding guys for opportunities. But Jared, even though he had 41 points, that's not who I want to talk about. The guy I want to talk about only had 5 points. Clint Capella. He did such a great job kicking it out to the three-point shooters. Again, only a couple of assists, but just that stuff opens up the offense. With him in the short role, with the way teams are going to play Trae Young and double him, he's able to make those kick-out passes. That just really opens up the whole offense for the Hawks. And again, this is a team. They moved the ball really well tonight. I was really impressed with how they played.
They were doing a good job finding Herter or Gallo over on that second side. What I liked was Capella was getting these deep rolls and he would kind of spin to catch the ball with his back towards the basket deep in the paint and then fling it out to the shooter in the corner. Their ball movement is, it seems like it's gotten a lot better over the past month or so, even though it's so erratic.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is just Trae gets off it quicker. Right, when he gives it up quicker, it allows the rest of the guys to play with it a little bit more and find more possessions and find the other guys. And eventually, it ends up in Trae's hands, and they get a wide open three.
Okay, Jared Allen, he's an all-star now. How'd you feel about that one? How'd you feel about him tonight?
Yes, he should be an all-star. I thought he had a good enough chance to make it straight away. Listen, here's the thing. For everybody, all the Raptors fans that are pissed off about Siakam, all the Boston fans that are pissed off about Jaylen Brown, this team deserves to have two players in the all-star game, and Jared Allen is right there with them. I think he's just been having an awesome season from day one, and he deserves to be an all-star, and I have zero qualms with that.
Our last game, I don't know if you would call it a game.
Yeah, no, it's not a game, okay? First off, call the cops, man. Like, that was a murder, okay? It was a crime scene investigation. We got to put the yellow tape up. That thing was just hideous.
You probably know what we're talking about. It's the Celtics beating the Sixers 135-87. Not a surprise because this is coming right after the big trade. Finally, the guy plays after the big trade. Talk about Daniel Tice on the Boston Celtics again.
Yeah, no, it's just like he never left. He just rolled right into the flow. No, it was perfect and needed because with no Robert Williams tonight, it becomes a big issue for the Celtics, right? And you know, especially when you're playing a guy like Embiid. But, man, the way those boys played, the two Jays, whew, man, that's tough to beat. When they're making shots like that, and it was some incredible shot-making stuff out there tonight, they're very difficult to beat. But defensively, the big guys, give a shout-out to Grant Williams, to Al Horford, you know, Daniel Tice, all doing a pretty solid job on Embiid and to slow up the Sixers. It was a really just, I don't even want to say an impressive performance because it doesn't do it justice. Although they killed people on the court with how they played and it's a murder, really just, damn, Celtics, like you beat them that bad, huh?
I mean, what's crazy about this game is that Joel Embiid got to the line 16 times in 26 minutes, and yet it was a complete disaster for the Sixers. Let's start with the Celtics defense. I mean, the Celtics defense, it was a mess early in the year where they were switching everything. They were able to kind of iron things out. They've made some changes to their system over the last couple, or over the last month or so. And ever really since they made that last change, they've been the best defense in the league by a pretty wide margin. They're one of the hottest teams in the league. They're roaring up the standings. They're now only 3.5 games back of Miami and Chicago in first place, where they were fighting to get into the play-in just like a month and a half ago, basically. So the turnaround's phenomenal. But what's so shocking about this one is that Marcus Smart goes down with a pretty nasty sprained ankle stepping on Joel Embiid in transition. They're already missing Rob Williams. So their two best defenders are out, and they have probably their best defensive performance of the year.
Yeah, and first off, before we get into all that, I believe there's a wonderful piece written by a very handsome writer named Jared Weiss.
He is good looking.
On the Boston Celtics, you know, and that kind of went into all the changes and things that the Boston Celtics went through. So go read it on theathletic.com. See, that's a great. See, that's, you got to sell your stuff, man. Sell your stuff.
Listen, man, this is what I pay you for, so that you can do it for me. But, you know,
you pay me? Where's the check?
It's coming in Ethereum eventually. I'll buy you a Bored Ape or something like that.
I want crypto, baby. Crypto.
Yeah, Udoka has made a lot of the changes that I have pushed for throughout the year, and it's amazing how they've suddenly gotten better ever since they did that. But this team, they're just, their effort level is, like, I mean, they've been talking a lot lately about how it's always been there and their chemistry's always been there. You know, whatever, maybe that's BS or not, who knows. But they know what they're doing. They really have a clear understanding of how their system's supposed to work. And you're kind of seeing it on a nightly basis, like against a team that you're not supposed to switch against Joel Embiid. I mean, Embiid did get to the line a ton, but nobody else did anything of note in this game.
That might be the game plan, you know, and just, hey, we're just going to let Embiid go off, but we're going to lock everybody else down. And they held the Sixers to just 58 points through three quarters. Also, we got to mention their offense scored 101 points in three quarters. It was pretty nuts right there. It's not just the schemes and everything. It really does feel like the effort level's there. And sometimes that can make up for your defensive mistakes. Somebody makes a bad rotation, but because your guys are scrambling and efforting so hard, you can cover that mistake up. And I think that's some of the stuff you're seeing with Boston and just that energy level and everything like that. And it's contagious. And we'll just have to see, because losing Smart's going to be a big blow, you know, and obviously wasn't felt in this game, but I think he might be out for a while, Jared. That was a pretty badly rolled ankle. I'm worried about him, and we'll have to see how the Celtics deal with that.
Yeah, that did not look like a day-to-day injury. He's going to be out probably weeks. They have enough time before the playoffs, so you'd hope that he would be back by then, but what's good for them is they just got Derek White, and Derek White does a lot of the same stuff, and he's been pretty solid so far for them. Well, that will do it for the show today. Don't forget to subscribe to the Athletic NBA Show if you haven't for some reason already. I say that every time, which doesn't make sense because you probably already are if you're listening to this. Don't forget to follow Mo on Twitter and myself. I forget our handles, so I won't say them, but just look them up. You'll find us. Brian Smith was the producer. I'm Jared Weiss. He's Mo Dekeel. We'll see you next time on The Daily Ding.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.